Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs discuss redeeming Maaser Sheni produce onto money outside Yerushalayim before bringing the money to Yerushalayim. Mishnah Aleph. Hamelech Peres Maaser Sheni Mimakam HaYeker LeMakam HaZol. Someone who moved the Maaser Sheni produce from a place where the produce was more expensive to a place where it was cheaper. The wording of the Mishnah is Hamelech. It's after the fact, after he moved it. The Rav points out that he wasn't supposed to move it because it looks like he's trying to move it to a place where the produce is worth less, and then he will not need to as much money to transfer the Maaser Sheni onto. So he's not supposed to move it at all, but if he did and he moved it to a place where the Maaser Sheni is cheaper, or from a cheap place to a more expensive place, either way, the Mishnah says, Paideu Kashar Makaimai, when he's redeeming it onto money, he does it based on the market value in the place that he's located at the time that he's redeeming it. So if it went up or went down, he does it where he is at the time of when he's redeeming it. Hamevi Peres Managaran Le'ir, someone who brings the fruit that's the Maaser Sheni produce, he brings it from the Gerin, from the threshing floor, into the city. The threshing floor was out by the fields, out of the city, and he brings it into the city, and out of the city, it has a cheaper value. In the city, it's more expensive. Or if it's Kada Yayim and Agas L'ir, he brings in jugs of wine from the wine press into the city. So the Maaser Sheni produce now has gone up in value that it has come to the city. So the Mishnah says, Hashavach L'Sheni, the additional value goes to Maaser Sheni, that when he's redeeming it in the city, it's going to be at the higher value, and there's going to be a gain to the Maaser Sheni. V'yitzias mibesei, and the expenses that he has for transporting, he has to pay people to schlep the produce into the city, those expenses are mibesei, from his own house, from his own pocket, he has to pay for those expenses, and the Maaser Sheni gets the benefit for this, that it went up in value in being brought to the city. Mishnah Beis. Paidin Maaser Sheni Kishar Azol. One is able to redeem the Maaser Sheni based on a cheaper rate. If there's different rates, the Mishnah here is going to discuss wholesale and retail. If there's different rates for the produce, you can do it. This is a leniency. He's allowed to do it based on the cheaper rate. Based on the value that the store owner purchases his goods. So the store owner purchases wholesale from a supplier, and he buys at a much cheaper rate. So you can use that rate when redeeming the Maaser Sheni onto money. But not based on the rate that the store owner sells his customers, which is retail. You don't have to use that rate when redeeming the Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah now continues discussing redeeming small coins onto larger coins. So he's transferring small coins to larger coins outside Yerushalayim to bring the larger coins up to Yerushalayim. So here it's similar. There's different rates. The money changer always gets the better end of the deal. He, as part of his business, he takes a cut on all the transactions. So when changing small coins to large coins, there's a similar leniency that it can be done k'maisha ha-shulchani peire, at the rate that the shulchani, when he's pirate, when he takes smaller coins for larger coins, so he's giving away a large coin and receiving small coins, he gets more small coins, but not like the reverse, when he's giving small coins for a large coin, so then he gives less small coins. So when redeeming Maaser Sheni from small coins onto larger coins, he can do the more lenient fashion, and he'll put more small coins onto a larger coin, and thereby have to have less Maaser Sheni traveled up to Yerushalayim. The mission continues. Ve'in paidin Maaser Sheni achsara. One is not allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni by estimation. He has to do it with an exact calculation. As Shadam of Yiduim, when he's dealing with produce that it's known the value, this is the common produce that people know the value. So Yipad al Pi'ed Echad, he has to redeem it based on one aid, which literally means one witness. He has to have one person who knows the going values of this produce to evaluate his produce, and that he can redeem it onto money based on that value. V'she'ein dam aviduim, but produce that items that are not typically known that they have a set rate, and the Mishnah is going to give such examples. So such things, yipad al pishleisha, he's going to need three people that know how to assess these things. He'll need three of them to come to an agreement on the valuation of that produce. Kigain, these things that don't have a known value are, for example, hayayin shakarm, wine that's beginning to spoil and turn sour, so it's becoming vinegar. Upeir sherekivu, fruits that are rotting. Umois shehecheliu, and money that begin, coins that start to corrode. So these things, it depends on how far they've started to deteriorate, and it needs a professional to evaluate it properly. And so then it needs three people that know these types of produce to give their evaluation to evaluate this produce.